I thought the chance it was 100 to 1. On one thumb, I could count up the percentage of my coming undone. But now some calculation of impatiently faded rhymes, sour patch ribbon to the wreck of my valentine. That a fine mess like this should get ditched. Would've made it more unlikely if I had one wish. I take ish with the interstitial liquid bliss and insist another double on the rocks with twist. This is a fist full of good credit. This is a circumstance that I must edit. I said it ever lustily with a busty knee. You could trust me, can't front without 2 feet to step fuss free. But see, that's just fine, I lost mine. Handed then the bandit thin my last dime. Watched the wheels spin, thinking infinitesimal. My 10th decimal chance, the professional gambler's scoff. But the bells went off.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 Minutes of Papal Iconoclasm with Joe and Edna, also known as 10 Dozen Minutes of Random Noun with Jake and Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jake is in the house.
Yes, Jake is in the house.
Don,
but not in the same house.
Right. Entirely different house.
Let's see. Did we want to say something about Xenophobe this week?
Yeah, Xenophobe's a great guy. I really like him.
Awesome. I like Xenophobe, too.
Yeah, friendly sort.
Oh, let's see. Anything interesting happened to you in the last week, Mr. Skullhead?
I spent some time having sex in Sedona, and that was nice.
With anyone in particular, or...
With Jezzerfly.
With the entire population of Sedona?
No.
All of whom are now pregnant with your many, many, many love children?
That would be sex with Sedona, rather than sex in Sedona.
I occasionally have sex at Sedona from a distance.
Right.
Sort of like praying to Mecca, except a lot more offensive. Let's see. Elaria says, will you please let folks know that the radio-kol.com Arkenstock webpage has been updated with auction info thanks to Cassandra 7. So, yes, everyone, the radio-kol.com Arkenstock webpage has been updated with auction info. I think they're auctioning off some of our stuff, Mr. Skullhead.
Huh.
Did you talk to anybody about it?
That explains all of the stuff that I'm missing. Weird.
No, I
haven't.
It's pretty weird
that
they're doing these sort of preemptive telekinetic auctions.
Yeah, they were.
No, I think we're going to be signing some stuff, and
that's cool.
As a little bit of a fundraiser for them to get, because they're wanting to go. How would you say more all out, all outer,
all outer,
or all or out, than the. Than they're able to right now, so I think they're just doing a little bit of a fundraiser, selling some, I think like a shirt that I signed, and a paddle that you sign,
all right,
or will sign,
right,
in blood,
yeah, from my vanquished foes. Yeah, if they want to, I'll be perfectly happy to have them auction off a spanking from me as a
wow, that would be
personal sacrifice, I know. But mm-hmm. Personal Sacrifice is my middle name.
That's true. Mr. Personal Sacrifice Skullhead.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of anything interesting happened to me this week that I can ramble about for a while before we start answering questions. Had a party at the house. First party in a while.
That's great.
Somebody stole a 1.75 liter bottle of Jack Daniels.
Wow.
That was, like, I don't think even opened. I think they just made off with it before anybody had any.
Jeez, what kind of assholes did you have over?
It was the brother of a friend of a friend who then narked on him and is supposedly bringing it back unharmed, which is cool. But I hate it when something happens that makes me lose a little bit of faith in humanity like that.
Yeah.
He also apparently just took a glass, like a regular glass, because he was drinking out of it when he left.
How much faith in humanity do you have left at this point?
More than I had before I started working on this game and discovered all the wonderful, wonderful people that there are in the world.
Awesome.
All right, so
also,
10 dozen minutes of kissing the ass of our constituency with Jake and Mr. Scott.
The collective ass of our constituency.
Constituency?
But I also ought to add that I've got a cough and am heavily hitting the Robitussin, so if I stop making sense, then you'll know that I'm listening to Talking Heads.
Hey, way to not put HTTP in front of those mirrors so that people can't click on them.
All I did was copy and paste from what I got sent, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Way to make that considerably less useful than it could be. So, yeah, it seems like there's quite a few people setting up mirrors. I've been talking to the radio people about moving to a model where we have a little bit more space available, but hopefully that doesn't cost very much more.
Right.
So that we can handle the little spikes in traffic that our appearances seem to generate.
There was some fellow posting in the forums about a new little KOL client he was creating that had somehow a link to Radio KOL and an option to select from a list of mirrors, if any existed at that point. Which I was wondering how that could be accomplished without human intervention. But all of this is strange to me, and it runs on elves as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose that somebody could, I guess that somebody could be me, just set up a place where you could register a mirror and then just have a page that has a link to the mirrors that people registered. Although, that would, of course, open us up to mirror up at http://.ted.clit:6969.
Big props to JLE, who can't hear us right now because 2 weeks running now, he's logged on 3 hours in advance, and 2 weeks running now, his connection has dropped right before, so.
Poor JLE.
Big ups to JLE when he listens to this on the playback.
All right, well, I guess we should get to some questions.
Why not?
Zanu says, in regards to the Mr. Accessory Store, are there plans to add a custom tattoo form? I don't want to do that because I have a tendency to disappoint by virtue of delay the people who order custom avatars, and those are a lot less work than custom tattoos. The reason that I haven't added a lot of tattoos and the reason that I especially don't want to start doing them on a case-by-case basis like that is because I sort of hold myself to a little higher standard on the artwork when I do the tattoos because they're bigger and I like to make them a little bit more detailed and a little nicer pictures. And it's in that I can't really draw, it's very difficult for me to actually produce tattoos that I'm satisfied with.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do a custom tattoo. There have been a lot of people asking for the ability for clans to sort of pool Mr. Accessories and get some kind of coat of arms. That is an idea that I very much like. It'll be, you know, just sort of like a slight variation on the way the custom avatars work, I think, but it's a little ways off. You know, it's something that would be nice, but it's like I would rather spend time on the stuff that, you know, everybody is going to be able to see right now than there's specific things for like big donors. Not that we don't appreciate it, but just that you know, it's everybody's game.
Word.
Mr. Magnifico says, what happens to the accomplishments list after ascension? Presumably quest-related ones reset. Do no longer gettable ones stick around? My plan is that, yes, no longer gettable ones will stick around. Let me look at my accomplishments list, and I'll just kind of go through and give a few examples of what will and will not stick around based on anything. Let's see. Like the things like you found the Untinker screwdriver, that'll get reset because you'll need to find that again. You know, completing your training with the tutorial. I probably won't make you go through the tutorial again after Ascension, now that I think about it, because that doesn't make any sense. You can probably just head straight to the council. Literacy test, you know, that you won't have to do that again. The treasure maps, those will probably reset. Things, though, like unlocking the trophies and tattoos, those are obviously going to stay. You know, all of the accomplishments look at different things, you know, in terms of the information that's actually stored about you, and you know, so whether or not the accomplishment stays depends on whether or not the thing that it's looking at stays. And so it depends on whether it's, you know, something that was a one-time deal or some special event, in which case it won't go away, or, you know, something that's part of the sort of narrative quest arc of the game. Because it's an arc. It's a narrative arc, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, it's a narrative arc of the Covenant, I like to think.
Or perhaps a narrative arc welder.
We should encounter a story arc welder at some point.
That's true.
One time, just to fill in plot holes, you know.
Right. I was a debater in high school, and one time we decided that me and one of the other guys on the debate team were going to participate in a different event at one of the tournaments. So we decided to do the sort of duo impromptu acting thing, thinking that that would be fun. And they give you a topic, and then you have to, like, you know, you get a couple minutes to talk about it, and then you have to get up and perform. And I hate that kind of thing, and I'm terrible at it, which is sort of why I selected it. But we decided on the way down there that one of our skits, no matter what the topic was going to involve Noah's Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, and an arc welder. And that's the only one that we actually got a decent score on, the one that we just sort of ignored the topic at hand and pretended to find all three of those things. Pretty good story, huh?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. That one I'll give you a pass on.
Okay. let's see. Prod says, system message is drunk. No, Mr. Skullhead is just kind of a dumbass.
Dude, I'm codinged.
Whatever.
That's
no excuse.
I'm all sick and shut up.
So you don't know the difference between NO and KNO?
I also corrected that immediately.
I know.
Bastard.
You didn't correct it preemptively, though, which is what you have to do when you're in a position of power like us, where everyone's looking at you to learn how to spell and to speak.
Yeah.
And to type, Mr. Skullhead.
The problem is that right after I have an orgasm, I'm pretty bad at stuff like that, and your mom just left, so...
There you go. Score one for Mr. Skullhead. I was actually going to try and take the show to a new and more mature level tonight, Mr. Skullhead. I wasn't going to say anything about your mom, but now that you've thrown down the gauntlet... Oh, boy. Speaking of which, I was playing Gauntlet with your mom, and then we had sex. And that one was good. ArchDruid13 says, can you play any Weird Al songs? Yes, but not tonight, because this is a talk show. Let's see. GU Sooner says, what do you think about having different character species, i.e. elf, half-orc, etc.? I wish that I had put that into the game in the beginning.
Mm.
But I'm not going to put it into the game now because it would just be way too many things to retrofit in order to have it make any sense. You know, the races would clearly be things like hippie and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And,
I agree with you. It would have been a decent thing to do. And, you know, and on a related note, Asherland asks, if there was one thing you wish you could rework from the start, what would it be?
Wow, that's pretty interesting. No, that isn't probably the... If I were given one wish as to something I could rework from the start, what would it be? I don't know. I mean, really, I'm pretty satisfied with the way everything has turned out. But, I don't know. I wish I had known, like, 2 or 3 months in that I was still going to be working on this, you know, 2 years down the road. Because I would have tried to sort of fit things into an overall plan in a way that we didn't really start doing until probably a year in.
Yeah.
Maybe that. Maybe I wish I had... Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say I wish I had taken it a little bit more seriously in the beginning, because I don't think it would have been as good.
Right.
I don't think it would have taken off if I had taken it more seriously. But,
I think basically we built this really cool shack... And then we started needing, you know, like indoor plumbing and some wiring, a couple rooms for guests, and we got to the point where we were rebuilding the foundation and reinforcing the walls and building new stuff at the same time.
Yeah. Which, in a way, I think is both the greatest strength and the greatest weakness of the game, is inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Yeah.
But, you know, we love our baby. Let's see. Momo Child says, yo, hook us up with a decent mirror. And we have done such. Ralph Fury says, have you considered an option to disable item images in mall stores to further preserve bandwidth? Bandwidth on the image server is really not an issue at all. The amount of transfer that I get in a month with that box is way, way, way more. I mean... Thinking about it, the images, the item images are like, I don't know, like 200 bytes. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, they're all like, they're you know, very small, and they're very low quality, you know, just in terms of the actual image files. They're typically four color grayscale images. So yeah, it's really not a problem. I have considered an option to disable item images in mall stores just to be consistent, to make it so you don't get item images. But I don't know. I mean, I would almost consider, if it wasn't that a lot of people like having it cleaner, I would almost consider just getting rid of the disable item images thing in inventory, because it's just not necessary anymore.
But I think people like just having a list of stuff that they can click on. So.
Foos Baba Ganoush says, what does the future hold for the KOL creators? Are there any new games or projects on the horizon? Also, I love you with all of my heart and privates. Well, thank you, Foos Baba Ganoush.
Wow.
But not your majors or your generals. That's disappointing.
They're
because,
busy, though.
Mr. Skullhead does like the soldiers. Bunch of us at a time.
I never saw some new projects.
No new computer games, because this one is takes up pretty much all our time. We got the card game project on the somewhat distant horizon. It'll be this year though.
Yeah.
We got the comic book as soon as I get off my ass. We got we're doing stuff. We're doing things and also other things. Let's see. Ashelon says, since we have an item that does double magic but no HP, any chance a campground item for double HP but no mana? Oh, right. Something like the anti-beanbag chair? What would that be? Some sort of band-aid dispenser?
Not necessarily. The beanbag chair isn't something that one immediately thinks of as healing your magicalness.
Well, that's true.
Maybe
it's just been there. It's been there. It's been in my mind so long that it makes sense.
You can rest on your chin-up bar, or your hyperbaric oxygen chamber, or
some laurels.
Yeah.
A few people are sending private messages to Jick in chat, which. It's not a good idea, and I shouldn't answer them, but I'm going to. Let's see. Spaceboy9001 says, are we going to be able to take our familiars from out Terrarium and be able to sell them? Yes. And probably pretty soon. Spaceboy9001 also says, are you going to add some color to the game? Example, like coloring items and monsters and stuff like that? No. Recky asks, hi. Or rather, he says hi and then asks, could you tell me if you're going to do anything for Groundhog Day? I'm not sure. Maybe.
Which Groundhog Day is, Wednesday?
It's day after tomorrow, yeah. So, probably nothing super major. I also, February 1st really snuck up on me, so it might be the middle of the day tomorrow before February's item gets in. Michael of the Deep suggests a chicken soup dispenser. Because that heals you. I am Soup Combust, which is a good name, says, what will happen to campsite items that players currently hold following Ascension? Campsite will clear. There's not going to be any rares in the campsite. There's not going to be anything that isn't replaceable via normal gameplay. So that is going to be one of the things that resets to pretty much all zeros upon Ascension.
Makes good sense. I wanted to look at Montoya's suggestion, which I think is at least an entertaining one. Any chance of implementing a golden Mr. Wang, much like a golden Mr. accessory, but confers the benefits of having a Wang instead?
You know what might be kind of funny is like a Wang gun.
Huh.
A golden Mr. Wang implies something that you'd have to donate for, which, no.
Right.
Maybe something, that just some sort of gun that uses Wangs as ammo.
Huh.
Like, it'll give you a chat command that's slash N Wang, and you can actually give somebody the Wang as an effect rather than just as a Wang. That would actually be pretty handy.
Yeah, it would at least force them to take a Echo Soft Eye Drop Potion Antidote Elephant thing.
Yeah, or to play some turns, and they probably wouldn't be able to. I mean, the most serious offenders. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That way I could also have it not have to check your inventory for a Wang every time you say something in chat.
Yeah.
because that's just one of those kind of random things that...
It could just be a crossbow that you somehow turn into a wang bow. Because what crossbows fire are crosses.
That's true. We could also pretend that chung meant slinger.
Ah. This is the ancient Wang Chung.
Ralph Fury says, have you considered adding boot boxes to the detailed stats clan roster to help admins boot more easily? Thanks, really enjoy the game. That is, I don't know. Bunny Babs is screaming, please answer her question because she has to go. I haven't seen her question. Let me find her question. And yes, Bunny Babs, I will do so.
You know, I haven't seen... There isn't a Bunny Babs question on my screen.
In light of the R rating of many of your shows and the other shows on the radio and the R-rated chat, do you plan on having any ratings warning, etc., prior to playing the game? Nope.
Jesus
there
Christ.
There is a profanity filter that you have to deliberately turn off. And, you know, the radio is not part of the game.
If you own a movie theater or an arcade, are you responsible for people who are playing games hearing other people who are playing games swearing?
I don't know.
Or talking about sex? I don't know.
But it's probably illegal for them to do so.
I would think not.
You know, because, I mean, it is illegal to be profane in public.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to go grab a beer, so you may address the questions at your leisure.
Okay. Let's see. Sifter says, for Ascension, could we get a top 100 powerful players in the museum? Bashy actually came up with an idea that I think is going to... have an interesting effect on the leaderboards in a way that is different than what I was expecting, because the idea was that we were going to try to sort of de-emphasize the stat-based leaderboards after Ascension and use sort of, you know, quickest Ascension or most hardcore Ascension kind of things take their place as the main things that people are trying to get onto. What Bashy suggested, though, is that the stat leaderboards become a sort of list of the most stats gained during the lifetime of a character, not this Ascension. So basically, what that would do is if you really wanted to move up that list very quickly, you would have to keep ascending over and over and over again as fast as you could so that you could keep getting the cheap stat point gains that you get at very low levels that don't take very long or cost much in the way of resources. And I think that's a pretty good idea. I think that would actually allow somebody through judicious application of normal gameplay to kind of compete on the stat-based leaderboards regardless of how long they've been around. I mean, of course, once somebody figures out the optimum strategy for doing that, the first person who happens to have been there the longest is going to stick to the top of the leaderboards. Which is why, you know, we still are going to make some changes to the leaderboards that will allow, you know... And I'd like to think that I could have enough just sort of random stuff on the leaderboards that if somebody really, really, really wanted their name up somewhere, that they could, in, like, you know, a month or two, get on some list just by performing some specific action that there's a leaderboard for. You know, that's another one of those things, though, that it's like... needs to kind of percolate. We need to have some more ideas before we go ahead with it. And, you know, one of those other things that's like on our list of a million things that we ought to do.
Right. did you look at King Poulos Dos, which is another interesting name? Have you ever thought about KOL bumper stickers? I'd buy one.
We've not only thought about Kingdom of Loathing bumper stickers, but actually manufactured a bunch of Kingdom of Loathing bumper stickers that will start to sell as soon as the store goes up, which will be soon. Seriously, totally.
Are we going to bring some to KOL Con Carne?
We could bring it.
Oh, it's already been brought in, but you know, perhaps.
Yeah, I thought we might maybe. Be shameless whores and take some things to sell at Con Carne.
We'll have to check with the organizers of the event and see if that's okay with them.
Yeah. We can just bribe him.
By the way, me and Jake and Zlania, Boozer Bear, Skipperick, and Jezzerfly, and Mick are all going to KOL Concarne in San Francisco next weekend, so we will see you there if you're going.
Really, this coming weekend, it's... Do you think 5 days from now counts as next weekend, or that's one of those things that people say different things?
I usually think of it as the next weekend that's going to happen.
Yeah. Buffalo suggests a gauze hammock for the campground item that heals hit points, but get it, because it'd be like a Band-Aid and a hammock.
Right.
Recky asks why I have 4 of the same trophy. Because I'm cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seldon says, isn't today Kingdom of Loathing's birthday? Also, can you guys play some Nirvana? No. I think today, this has got to be around Kingdom of Loathing's birthday. I don't really know.
And I always counted it from when you put it up on Asymmetric.
Yeah, that was actually a ways after. That was a while after it had been up, though.
Because that's February 11th.
Yeah. I want to say it had been going for a week or two.
Hmm.
I don't know when... That first announcement was on January 31st, but I may have had it up for a while without the announcement system existing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I totally don't know.
Well, you can do what most couples who fall into a relationship do and just pick a date around that time to be the KOL birthday.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could say... I was trying to make a jumpy spring thing out of a paperclip, and I broke my paperclip.
Damn it.
I feel like the Incredible Hulk on a much, much smaller scale. Because I've just broken an iron bar in half. What do you suppose they make paperclips out of, Mr. Skullhead?
I always understood it to be... Jarlsberg, or maybe zinc.
Good deal. Let's see. The Fearsome Phantom says, any word on the February Familiar? did you write one, Mr. Skullhead?
That's the one that Riff wrote. It is completely fleshed out in all attributes. And
is it
ready
cool?
To code. Yeah. He wrote it and then had me go over the description. And, between the two of us, I think we came up with something that's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, that won't take very long.
Yeah, so you might see that. Keep in mind that if you're overseas, it's already tomorrow, but here it's still today.
Yeah, we've got 4.5 hours left of January where we are. Oh, let's see. Talit Noob says... OMFG, Plasma Pink Floyd. By the way, the six-pack has 8 beers. And an actual question. Do you have the February Familiar planned out, or are we going to have to wait a, quote, day, quote?
What do you mean by day?
Yeah, I think he means a jig day.
Uh-huh.
Aubrey Ann says, also, is it a good or bad thing that Mr. Accessory prices are falling so? I would think yank them off the market so more people will donate, but that's me talking. I think that it is a good sign. This has come up a few times before. I think it's a good sign that Mr. Accessory prices are falling. I think that means that the level of sort of disposable meat that people have is normalizing. It's getting back to, you know, right now, if you adventure judiciously for, you know, a few weeks, you can afford to buy a Mr. Accessory with meat. And in my mind, that's a good thing. Because, you know, if you're really dedicated to the game and just can't afford to send in $10 so that you get a Mr. Accessory, you know, I don't want to be like, no, you dick, you can't have one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe that it is a good thing. I believe that the Mr. Accessory is a pretty good indicator.
And right now, though, it's
overall health of the economy.
In the mall now, the lowest price is $10,400,000, which is about the same as it was last week.
Yeah, I think it's bounced. It's kind of bounced between like 10.5 and 9.5 for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that still means it means that you can conceivably adventure enough to buy one with meat, but it also means that you can still donate to get one and sell it and have enough meat to last your entire tenure in the game. So
yeah, as long as you know, you're not wanting to right after not what God I'm, I can't read and talk at the same time, and that makes this really irritating. As long as you're not going to be like trading rares,
right?
That's really the only thing you can't do with 10 million meat. I mean, really, that's the only thing you can't do with a million meat.
True.
You know, as far as actually being in the game. Oh, the display case has sunk like $4.5 billion and counting.
Awesome.
Meat since it went in. That's just really accelerated the rate at which meat is leaving the kingdom, and I think it's from the people who need to be rid of it. Baron von Brauneye says, "You've got a kick-ass fly swatter collection. That's it, no question." Yep, I do like my collection of fly swatter. Yogmate has apparently put up another mirror. I will system that right now.
Alrighty. I am the Asian man asks, will Mr. Accessories be included in that proposed thousand-turn Ronin state of no items during Ascension? Background on that, basic idea is once you ascend, you have a set amount of turns where you can't access the items you had pre-Ascension, though they haven't gone away, and AZN Man was wondering if the Mr. Accessories would be exempt from that. And
well, actually, those are sort of two different concepts. The Ronin state just means that you can't get items from other people.
Well, right.
Which that will, yes, that will include Mr. Accessories. I mean, that you're not going to be able to just, you know, that those aren't going to be somehow, you know, different than other items in terms of you being able to, like, take them out of clan stashes or buy them in the mall or whatever. As far as, you know, getting items out of storage, if you're not doing, like, the hardcore Ascension path, which involves only getting stuff that you find, then, I mean, I suppose the only way to get a Mr. Accessory, if you were doing that, would be to donate again. Which I'm sure people will, and that's something I hadn't really thought of. Because that kind of... I mean, I guess it doesn't really violate the spirit of playing the game the way that it's intended, because the game is intended to be such that you get a Mr. Accessory when you donate. So, yeah, but a normal Ascension, if you're not trying to go for the, like, special, like, deliberately more challenging Ascension paths... You'll be able to pull your Mr. Accessories out of long-term storage at the same rate at which you can pull other stuff out. You know, and we were thinking, what, like, probably 30 items a day you can get out. So, I mean, yeah, you know, you ascend, and the first day you get all your Mr. Accessories out, and then it's like, woo, I got a bunch of Mr. Accessories. Asshole McSenza message says... So, have you all decided on when Ascension will happen? I've been working. Today I did some fun work. Today, the stuff that I was working on today was like, it made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, like the good old days of me first adding content and stuff. Which is not to say that I've lost that love and feeling, but it was the stuff that I've done today is just some pure new content based Ascension work, and I don't know. I'm raring on it to go.
Raring on it to go.
Yes.
That if you won or have.
That is a thing on which I'm raring to go. No, on to which I'm raring go.
Yep.
I'm still going to say that it's possible that it could go into testing by the end of this month.
That'd be great.
Which is to say, like, you know, Boozer Bear and Hot Stuff will disappear from the leaderboards by the end of this month because they're testing Ascension stuff. The Florist says, how much do I have to donate to get a Mr. Skullhead? Not nearly as little as you have to donate to get a Mr. Skullhead's mom.
Oh, come on. I saw that coming a mile away.
I know. I'm no good at this anymore. Alien Man 8426 says, in the custom avatars, could you give 10 Mr. A's and get more things for your custom avatar? No. I mean, the limit on the things you can do with a custom avatar are not because I'm like, haha, you assholes only get 5 things because I'm the one who sets the limits. It's because it's like really hard to make them look good with just every single thing that you want displayed on your avatar is going to be there. Let's see. ANUS18 says, is the new familiar going to suck? Is it, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't think so. It does bite, though.
It bites?
Yeah. But it probably won't suck.
Huh. Oh, this looks kind of cool. All right, I'm reading about the familiar. Nothing better on the radio than letting 200 or 300 people listen to you read. Mademoiselle Defarge says, what about buffs? If you have bought massive buffs, such as Hot Stuffs, will they remain after Ascension? My thinking is no. My thinking is that your buffs are going to vanish when you ascend.
That, I think, is a good idea.
Yes. The Fearsome Phantom says, I wanted something adjusted a bit on my avatar, which I love, thanks. How long is that expected to take? We're almost caught up, actually, and once we're on top of it, then it depends on how big the change is. If it's something minor, probably not very long at all. A few days. Let's see. Sky Cruise says, is there something new to replace radio button candy, like radio antenna licorice or radio speaker gumdrops?
I suppose at some point we should add new radio gear and retire the current radio gear, just to keep it interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the way it is.
Yeah. But, you know.
Although it seems like no offense, but it doesn't seem like Sky Cruise gets the button joke.
Oh, yes. There is a type of candy, see, called button candy. And radio buttons are those things that show up after you eat the radio button candy. And yeah.
See, like, I mean, we could do radio dial soap.
Ah.
For instance. Ho-ho!
Hey.
I can't think of anything else that radios have.
The radio piano tuner. See, my voice is echoing in my head because my head is full of crap, so that makes it extremely difficult to concentrate.
When did you get sick?
Right about when we got back on Sunday.
Huh. That sucks. Methylene dioxymethamphetamine says, Methylene dioxymethamphetamine, who is one of the best players for making the chat layout look weird, what with the long-ass name. Me love Scully's mom long time. And it's interesting, I was just watching Full Metal Jacket again yesterday, and I was thinking the same thing. Mm. Momo Child says, ooh, 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 ooh. Really, there were only two oohs. What's the new space at the campground for? The new space at the campground is for the future! Moth says, please discuss rumors that you built this city on rock and roll. I can confirm that rumor.
I was going to neither confirm or deny it, but I guess the secret's out. And if I could remember any of the other lyrics to that song, I would add a very clever reference, but, you know, who can?
Carlos says, Jick/Mr. Skullhead, if you found a wallet with $100 in it on the street, what course of action would you take? I mean, I've actually had that happen before, and I, you know, usually try to get in touch with the person whose wallet it is, unless there's no driver's license, in which case I, you know, if I'm in the parking lot of somewhere, I'll take it inside and say, hey, I think somebody lost their wallet, and give it to the, you know, guy making $4 an hour who steals it.
Right.
But at least I tried. I don't think I would involve the police, because fuck the pigs, man.
Word. NWA. KOLMOD has been messaging me repeatedly, asking that I plug his Thursday show. He will be interviewing Mick and Megory at the same time, and I hope that his constitution is strong enough for it. So he hasn't
said
what
time.
Really,
I hope his dexterity is high enough.
Right. He hasn't said what time that show is. So
it's during our old slot, I think, unless it changed.
Okay.
You know what? I think I remember getting an email from Cassandra saying that it did change.
So go to radio-KOL, you'll see a radio schedule, and when you see KOL Modi on the schedule, you'll know that he's interviewing two extremely attractive KOL players on the radio, so it really doesn't matter how hot they are.
Yeah, he interviewed Boozer last week, and I listened to part of it while I was here, but then I had to leave for some reason, and I haven't listened to the archive yet, but I want to see if he said anything mean about me. I bet he did. I bet he was like, boy, that Jick's an asshole.
That wouldn't Michael be so much deep. Mean as true.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Why do you hurt me so, Mr. Skullhead?
Sometimes love don't feel like it should, Jick.
I guess so. Michael of the Deep says, what is your favorite martini? Dry, sweet, etc.
Therein lies our greatest shame.
The dirty martini. I like gin, Bombay, but not Bombay Sapphire, just the regular Bombay, with a tiny bit of vermouth. I don't like it totally dry. You know, the kind where you just, like, show it a bottle of vermouth. And some olive juice. About as much olive juice as vermouth. And then probably three big olives. That's my favorite martini. My favorite Martian, on the other hand, that was a television show, I think, from the 50s or 60s.
Yep.
And then he says, would you think of making an alternate page like the one Warehouse 23 guys made that is mostly text with links directly to adventures, etc.? Well, so many people have already done stuff like that that I honestly don't think that I could do as good a job as some of the stuff like that that already exists, the helpers. But really, the best thing to do would be to make your own, because then it would have exactly what you want on it. Kelly says something which is something I really need to do. And I went to add this yesterday, but then I changed my mind because I couldn't figure out how to make it look right. And then I woke up today and I was like, God damn it, why did I hem and haw on that so much? Because it really doesn't matter. But what she suggests is, how about a link to manage the display case on the campground or in the account menu? The campground, I don't think it makes any sense. What I was going to do was put it on the character sheet, like in the accomplishments. You know, maybe you've bought a store at the mall, and then you can click on that to manage your store.
Yeah.
That's still not super quick to get to, but you know, honestly, also, like, how often do you need to mess with your display case?
True.
Now that I think about it. So, I mean, maybe it's not even...
Apparently people are doing it a lot.
I mean, I could see maybe if you were just collecting something that you kept accumulating, doing it once a day.
Yeah.
Right before you logged off. Let's see. Michael of the Deep says, and also, what about making the closet with pictures again? No. I like the closet the way it is. It's a lot more compact. And the closet is really there not, you know, to be sort of a substitute inventory. But if you want to put stuff in there so that it doesn't clutter up your inventory, and if you're trying to get rid of clutter, then the best way is to actually reduce the amount of space stuff takes on the screen, like I did, like Boozer did. And then right after that, Montoya says, any chance of modeling the give/take items from the Clan Stash after the new and greatly improved Colossal Closet? Yeah, I think Boozer might actually be working on that already. If not, it's probably something that I could do in just, you know, maybe an hour. Maybe I should schedule some time to do that. What do you call that when you designate a certain period of time as some time you're going to spend doing some specific thing? Do you know the word I'm stretching for?
Well, actually, I don't.
So
I thought I would just let you twist.
Thank you. That was awesome.
No problem. Cheeky Jez, who is another person that I'm going to mistake for my fiance online, writes, are all lizard men apathetic, or is there only one? There used to be a lot of lizard men before apathy swept the lizard man and woman population. And now, you know, like, apathy really isn't a survival trait, because if you don't care about anything, you don't really care about reproducing. So, yeah, that is the last one. And he just keeps getting the crap kicked out of him by adventurers every day.
Giggs asks a question that I think is on the tip of a lot of people's tongues. Are profiles going to start updating again soon? Maybe tonight. I think I may have figured out why that stopped working and did a little fix. Janitor says, here's a quasi-serious idea for an accessory. Radio-free mirror, plus 10% to all stats, but only during the Jick and Mr. Skullhead show. That's kind of silly. I mean, not that it's a, you know, it's a funny idea.
Yeah, well, we do that all the time, so don't feel bad. Like, Jake and I sit around and toss out completely impractical or offensive or bizarre ideas than just to make each other laugh. So it's all right.
Asshole McSends a message again, says, I bet you cannot put a link to the store and display case before your show is over. You know, you're probably right. What do I owe you? What did we bet? Pac Sarah says, what about X players more powerful than you in the Hall of Records? I like to think my whole is more than the sum of my parts, but I can't be sure without that statistic. That is something that I'm going to add, but it's going to be something that updates daily, because as I watch the database server chugging along and I start analyzing the things that are making it chug along especially slowly, one of those things is the constant querying to check, you know, out of 150,000 rows in the player table, which ones have this this certain field in it that's greater than an arbitrary number that's being passed to it, and that's really stressful. And I need to move that over to the secondary database server, and as such, it'll have to sync up at some point, and I'm thinking that syncing up nightly at rollover is going to be the most inoffensive way of having that happen. Because I don't want to actually, you know, create more strain and lag by trying to reduce it. Max Demian suggests something that he's been suggesting for since last night at least. Rick James Britches, which I told him in private, and now I will tell him in public, that Rick James bitch thing is just totally played out. It needs to stop.
It really was totally played out within a couple of days of that Dave Chappelle show.
I mean, that was a funny show. This season of Dave Chappelle show, this second season of the Dave Chappelle show was really good in pretty much every way, including the Rick James thing, but, like, Jesus, shut up about... I mean, not you, Max Damian, because you're cool. And also, I just found out that you're some kind of martial artist, and you're going to be in the town that I live in, and therefore I don't want you to kick my ass. But, yeah, just, it's not funny anymore. Tavern Wench says, is it possible to have a buff history list on the skills page showing the last X amount of buffs cast, similar to the mall store history? No, I really don't want to do that. That's, I think, of pretty limited use, and I don't want to put together a whole system for keeping track of that history in the database and then pulling from it, because like I said, it's of limited appeal. Let's see. Megary says, how does it feel to know that Cole Modi and I almost match your numbers with the Boozer Bear interview? Well, it makes me feel like it was the first week that we didn't do our show on Thursday, and that probably a lot of people tuned in thinking it was going to be us, you smartass.
Actually, I was going to say it makes me feel great, because we want people to listen to Radio KOL, and really we wish that everybody could max out the server.
When did you become the nice one?
Somebody's got to be the nice one.
I know.
Feel free to start throwing in motherfucker every other sentence.
Yeah.
You can be the profane one.
Mr. Bill says, tomorrow is my birthday. Can you sing happy birthday to me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Bill. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. That went a lot better than the round of row, row, row your boat we tried to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, that has less to do, I think, with the lag than you just not knowing how to sing a round.
I know how to sing a round, but God, the last time I sang Row, Row, Row Your Boat in a round was probably 20 years ago. Whereas, you know, you do it once a week.
Right.
Yep.
Merlin 2224 says, have you ever considered recoding with C instead of PHP to get more out of the servers? Also, are you guys looking for more devs for the site? If so, I'm interested. Not looking for another dev right now. And the PHP is not the bottleneck. It's the web servers, which are the ones executing the PHP code, are not the problem. It's the database server, and I didn't write the database server. Thank you for the suggestion, but sorry. Baron von Brown Eye says, any future plans to add more strategy to PvP? Thanks for the game. Yes. I can't say any more than that, though. But there are ideas in the percolator. Percolator? I hardly know her. There was a fish in the percolator. Remember that, Mr. Skullhead?
There was a fish in the percolator?
Yeah, did you ever see Twin Peaks?
No.
Back in the day? That's because you weren't cool. Weren't you still listening to nothing but, like, Christian rap?
Yeah, I don't think I was allowed to watch anything on TV that had Twin Peaks in it.
That had no Jesus in it?
Right.
Supreme King Tom says, can we have an option to toggle between the new and old closet schemes? I really like being able to view item descriptions in the closet. No. Sorry. Let's see. Chef Boyardee asked something about radio mirrors that I'm not going to read because I have no idea how to answer it. Sorry.
Butterfly 9 in real life comments. Good evening, boys. Always a pleasure. Do you know the best part about your show? When my boyfriend walks in the room and hears you say, check your inventory for a wang, he thinks I'm listening to a homosexual radio talk show. Who's to say you're not? Butterfly 9 in real life.
It's true.
And thanks for listening. I think Butterfly 9 in real life has heard every single one of our shows.
Yeah, I believe that we've gotten messages from her every time.
So, woot for you.
I know when my boyfriend walks into the room and thinks that I'm broadcasting a homosexual radio talk show, he's mostly right. I'm just kidding. I don't really have a boyfriend.
No. Flat Jake's in between guys right now.
Flat Luigi says, Fooz is to Uber God. Plus, can there be a way to use multiple adventures resting? Yeah, that's something I really need to do. Let's see. Willie the One-Eyed Wonder Worm says, oh, right, he suggested this before, that the item to de-evolve familiars. I think I decided on the devolution spray.
Okay.
But, it should be a youth in Asia. How was it, Sly, that he said that would work?
Oh, you could buy tickets at the shore to go to Asia.
You could buy...
Bring all your animals to Asia
and then... they would make them young again, right? So you'd be able to buy tickets to Asia to take your familiars to Asia and then make them youth in Asia. But, you know, there is no Asia in the Kingdom of Lily.
True. There are plenty of Asians, though.
That's true. Like Little P. I wonder if Little P's listening. She's been around a long time, and she's cool. Jan Revolta says, may I please have some meat pancakes? No. Seriously, your thoughts on auctions of players. I'm not sure what that means. If you can hear us, Jan Revolta, be more specific.
I think she was talking about eBay auctions of characters. Which, caveat emptor.
Yeah, we don't have a position on that. Because, you know, the character is not really property, and it's especially not your property. Now, so, you know, if you're selling it, there's really no legal recourse if you decide to screw over the person you're selling it to. Because it doesn't really exist. It isn't really anything. Michael of the Deep says, what happens when you're playing hardcore and someone sends you meat or something just to stop you from being hardcore? Will it be something you can turn off? If somebody tries to send you something when you're in the hardcore, it'll be just like you were Ronin, which the game prevents them from sending stuff to you. And that code is actually already in there. And I think I am set. No, I'm not. I used to be. It used to be such that whenever you tried to send me items, it would say that player cannot receive items. The Toad says, are either of you guys planning to go to the Minneapolis meet? I don't think so. I don't think we're going to be able to make it to that one.
When is the Minneapolis meet?
I don't know. I think it might be sometime in... it's in between Con Carne and Arkenstock.
Huh. Yeah, and I think in between those two, I'm going to need to rest.
Yeah, absolutely. There's way too much traveling. I don't want a redux of my holiday season, because that was really, really stressful. The Fearsome Phantom wanted me in the beginning to say something about there's a forum thread that they've got going where they post and talk about the stuff that we talk about during the show. So if you're not listening to the show because you can't get onto the server, check out that forum thread for perpetual updates.
Yep.
Let's see. Janitor says, how about a most improved section every day on the leaderboards, e.g. most muscle substats gained today? The thing is, that would be essentially identical to the most muscular leaderboard, just because they, you know, the more you have, the more you gain.
And the more you know.
That's true. And the more you yes. Tex Murph says, I keep clearing my throat at the same time as Jig. Stop it. Why don't you stop it? You know, you're not on the radio. It's not important that your throat be clear. Little bastard.
Except,
just kidding, Tex Murph. I like you.
I'm on the radio, and apparently it's not important to me at all that my throat be clear.
Yeah, apparently not. or your diction.
My watching?
Oh, ask your mom. Xanu says, is anyone going to be videotaping the KOL Con Carne event? To which I can only say, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
What?
You know, I don't know. You haven't seen that.
No.
It's this. You gotta just do a search for LARP lightning bolt video. And it's pretty funny. It's just some LARPers, and one of them is like throwing, like, I don't know, wads of paper or something at people and yelling, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
I'm pretty sure that several people are going to be videotaping it and lots of digital pictures and whatnot.
Yeah, there'll be a record. It'll be, everyone will see us LARPing.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go mainline some more Robitussin.
Good grief. I was about to go get a beer.
Yeah, which is more important, my lungs or your liver?
Well... Huh. Let me think about that. I'm going to have to say my liver. Sky Crew says, there are currently fewer drinks for the bottle of whiskey compared with the other bottles. Rum, vodka, gin. Are there plans to make them the same by adding a drink that uses it? Actually, there are plans to totally revamp the cocktail system to make it make sense. And to fix some of the imbalances in the upper level drinks and stuff like that.
And add my favorite real life booze.
Yeah, that's probably a pre-ascension change, actually, too. Yeah. So, ANUS18 says its birthday is April 22nd. That is certainly not true. Fembot Artsy Pants says, what are you wearing? Why don't you answer that for both of us, Mr. Skullhead, while I go get a beer?
All right. Jake, if history dictates anything, is probably wearing a bra and a G-string. And a grass skirt and a Beatles wig. I'm wearing jeans and a sweatshirt. And I'm sick, so I haven't showered today, so I'm filthy. Filthy. Scarface80 asks, as people are wont to do, when will the Pickle Factory be back? To which I answer, as I am wont to do, none may know the hour of its coming and going. So quit asking. Damn you. Right. Supreme King Tom, can we have an option to toggle between the new and old closet schemes? We already answered that question. Oh, he asked it 3 or 4 times, but I will assume that he was lagged and wasn't in fact doing that on purpose, because then I would have to find him and kill him. So hey Jake, you back with your beer?
Oh, I am, but I'm printing out some stuff for his lie real quick, so take one more.
Let's see. Silence. Madame Defarge says, I love you to death, but my name is Madame Defarge and not Mademoiselle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could we be? All apologies.
That was my fault. Okay, hey, I'm back.
Jake is really gay.
Okay. Let's see, what did you tell Fembot Artsy Pants that I was wearing?
You know, just like jeans and a t-shirt.
I'm not wearing a t-shirt. I'm wearing a button-down shirt.
Actually, given that you're probably going to listen to the show, I said your standard radio outfit is a G-string, a bra, a grass skirt, and a Beatles wig. Is that
Beatles
still
wig.
The same, or did you change that?
My head isn't small enough to wear a Beatles wig. I'm trying to read.
Yeah, I just refreshed and I'm trying to find where we left off.
Oh, I see. Ashelon says, what is the price range that you believe will show on a Mr. A for the econ to be balanced and recovered from Black Monday, he says, but you're thinking of Blue Monday, and it's actually Black Sunday. I don't know. You know, I can never remember what Mr. Accessories were traded at before the economy got super fucked. And I keep asking Boozer, and he keeps telling me, and then I keep forgetting. Big Blue says, will you accept $10 Canadian for a Mr. A? No, I'll accept like $12 Canadian. I mean, or which is to say, you know, I will reward a donation of $12 Canadian with a Mr. A. But Scarface 80 then says, for the Mr. A, will you take Canadian funds? Wow, this is really bizarre.
I wonder what the current exchange rate is, and I'm going to ask my friend the internet.
Somebody sent me a donation in Canadian dollars the other day, and he wrote on there what it was. It was something like $12 or $13 Canadian was $10.
It looks like this is a completely worthless website. It's not as high as it used to be. It looks like it's around $1.23 Canadian to $1 US right now. So, multiply that as you may.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Canadian dollars are worth less than American dollars.
Right, that's why it takes $1.23 Canadian to equal $1 US.
Oh, wait. Gosh, I'm good at arithmetic.
You suck at the internet.
Well, that's about right, then. It's like $12.50 for $10. That's what I said.
Yeah, I was just looking up the... You know, the actual.
Why don't you shut up? ANUS18 says, my ass hat is better than your fly swatter. Yeah, well, that's what you think. Let's see. Hipcat Jack says, what was the most popular Mr. A familiar, and what was the least? Postscript, you guys are responsible for me losing my job and my girlfriend, lol, JK. What was the most popular Mr. A familiar? I don't know. I don't actually have stats on how many of them were bought. I have stats on how many of them still exist. I guess I could check that.
Huh. That's probably something we ought to keep stats on.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it, really.
I mean, I could find out. Like, I just haven't. You know, like, when I... The thing that I have that tracks, like, the number of items that there are... let's see, it looks like there are 209 orphan yetis in the wild, 82 hand turkeys, 257 jills, 26 and 29 bittens and sprites. And was that all?
I think so.
The Crimbo elves.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't. They don't exist as items anymore once they've been put into your terrarium, so... That's the thing that I'm not seeing here. And like I said, I could find out. I just don't have the stats in front of me. So don't go thinking you can, like, hide familiars, yo.
Yeah. The
Ratbot Killer says, is there the possibility of Scully auctioning off virtual spankings? No. Sadly and constantly, he just gives it away.
Yeah. With the paddle that you gave me.
Yeah. Just because it was embarrassing to me to have you
to see Marshall, though,
constantly walking around with a homoerotic fat paddle. Fat paddle.
Fat prattle?
Wow.
Dude, that was some fat prattle.
Well,
what
you know,
said.
My Babylon is dope. let's see. ANUS18 says, what about the players who don't want to ascend? That's fine. If you don't want to see the stuff that you... get to see and get to do after you ascend, and then don't ascend. I mean, it's your choice. Ashelon says, if we put stuff in the vault and go hardcore and then ascend again, can we access our stuff the third time? Yes, absolutely. That is precisely how it's going to work. Ooh, although that... Huh. That makes it a little trickier, thinking about the way that you're going to get stuff into storage mechanically. It'll be fine. Foosbaba Ganoush says, if a person wants to go hardcore and ascend with nothing, will it be put... Okay, I think that's already been answered. ANUS says, let me rephrase that. Is anything going to happen to the players who choose not to ascend? No, they're just gonna miss out on the... You know, and we want people to do it. We want people to go through the process because that's the way we, you know, sort of want the game to be played. So... You know, there's going to be stuff that we specifically make it so you have to ascend in order to do. You're not going to just be able to ascend with multis, send stuff over. Like, there, you know, you're not going to see the entire game until you play through it, realistically, probably 3 or 4 times.
Word.
So, yeah, that's That's what. I am the AZN man says. I am the AZN man says. I am the AZN man.
I am the AZN man. You know, all of my jokes are great.
Let's see. Buffalo says, are you the one I messaged to pass a question on to Jake and Scully? Yes. Yes, indeed. So if you hear this and want to send another one, go right ahead. Edmund says, when are you going to increase the number of listeners for the radio? My wife is acts premenstrual when she can't get on, and I'm sick of putting up with her bitching. I'm begging you.
Wow.
Well, since you asked us so nicely and in such a respectful way toward your wife, sure. Buddha says, I heard there might be a new donation item. Any truth to the rumor? I think that would be awesome. If you mean replacing Mr. Accessories with something else you get for, specifically as a donation gift, then no. If you mean new things available in trade for Mr. Accessories at the Mr. Store, then yes, every month. The Tristero says, when are coconuts going to drop on the tropical island vacations?
Hmm.
They're probably... Maybe. Roxanne says, I know you hate Dickens, but it's Madame Farge, not Mademoiselle. Just FYI, you guys are great. Huh. I didn't even know about that.
I don't really hate Dickens. I make some good cider.
What? I mean, I know that you enjoy a good Dickens every now and then.
Haven't you ever had Dickens cider? It's good stuff.
Oh, wow. Man, that was a funny joke, Mr. Stylehead.
There actually is a drink called Dickens Cider that's... it wasn't even really a joke, is the sad thing. I'm just going to drink some more Robitussin. I'm going to pull a Doc Galactic.
Is there a site, says Kelly, that has the images from the Girls of Loathing calendar? I want one as my avatar. I thought I linked to... it right above the Girls of Loathing calendar.
I think
unless that site just doesn't, unless that link is broken, in which case I need to fix it.
That link goes to looks like the home site of Space Monkey.
Yeah, which not has a gallery on it that has the images in it, right?
Not that I'm seeing.
Caffeine Rain says in a private message to me, you guys sound like Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loves is you two. How hot is Mr. Skullhead's mom? She's super hot. Which one of us is which, Caffeine Rain? I'm curious.
Yeah, because that means one of us is the useful guy and one is the annoying
bastard. Spaceboy 9001 says, is there anything we can do to save out items and stuff during a session? Yes, absolutely. It'll happen without you even trying. He also says, are you ever going to have a KOL get-together way up in Hickville, North Dakota? I kind of doubt it. I don't want to go to North Dakota. Because, you know, I've met a couple people from North Dakota, and they were pricks. I'm just kidding. I haven't really met anyone from North Dakota, I don't think. No, wait. You know, I have met people from North Dakota, and they were nice. That's a good story.
Yep.
Antipasta says, do you like the people who are selling mysteries for meat, dislike, or really don't care? It's one of those things. It bothers Mr. Skullhead, or at least it used to bother Mr. Skullhead, because they're something that we reward people for being, nice to us and to everyone else who plays by allowing the game to continue to be free. However, we also realize that, I would say most of the money that comes in from people who are buying Mr. Accessories, not because they want to use the Mr. Accessory themselves, but because they want to sell it for meat. And so, we can't really look that gift horse in the mouth,
right?
I guess, and say they're like, no, we hate you jerks who buy Mr. Accessories and then sell them for meat.
Well, also we
got anything to add to that, Mr. Scullin?
Yeah, we tend to allow for things in the game that.
Hello,
we
Mr. Scullin.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hmm. Either I'm not connected anymore, or Mr. Skullhead is gone. Let me answer some more questions here.
Well,
D-Stuff says, hi, I wanted to announce that I have a mirror up. Okay, let me put that in as a system message. Let's see, system message. D-Stuff, abbreviated A-N-U-S, has a mirror up at Huh. I'm not sure I believe that, but I'm going to send it out anyway. Lemon Man says, why doesn't the game have more lemon-type weapons, since it has none, and I'm a frickin' lemon? I think the real question is, why doesn't the game have more lemon party? Jet the Prince says, after Ascension, will Canada be the best and most hilarious area, because it should be? You don't know about Canada, and you also don't know that that has anything to do with Ascension. What the frick? Huh, apparently there's some problem where I can't hear Mr. Skullhead. I think we're going to have to disconnect from Skype and reconnect.
Right. We are experiencing technical difficulties for the first time in, like, months. Please do stand by. And, well, I guess I can keep talking because I'm still connected and y'all can listen to me Skype Zach with the tainted love ring of Skype. Tainted love.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes I can.
All right.
You know, I have a feeling that that what happened is that I shifted in such a way that the volume knob got turned down on this stupid thing that is the volume control on this headset. So I think that was totally my fault. Oh, by the way, you're Dr. Drew, Mr. Skullhead, and I am Adam Carolla.
Actually, I would probably put that the other way around.
Well, you're thinking thematically.
You're the one with all the information.
Yeah, although that used to be the case with Loveline, but I don't know. Dr. Drew's fucking crazy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen to it and you're like, the caller will say, like, Dr. Drew, I have a hangnail and I like it when my boyfriend pulls on my hangnail while we're having sex. And Dr. Drew will say, well, clearly you're an alcoholic. And you're just like, well, what the fuck? What, like, first of all, he's absolutely convinced that I'm a big fan of Loveline. I listen to it a lot, so this was an intriguing comment to me from Kathy Noreen. But you know, just to go on a complete aside, although it is about radio, so it's
right.
And also it's well past the time when the show starts to suck.
Right.
So he's firmly convinced that the mechanism by which people become addicted to things is 100% genetic, and he believes it based on some stuff that, I mean, I don't really believe, and neither do a lot of other people, and so it's yeah. So don't diss on Adam Carolla when saying that you're like Adam Carolla. He's also used that pig and Drawn Together.
Word.
Oh yeah.
Have you
That's
been
a really good show. If you don't watch it, you should.
Have you been archiving
on
your DVR?
Have I what?
Have you been archiving Drawn Together on your DVR by chance?
You know, I was, but then I had to get another. I had to get another DVR because mine quit working, so I lost everything that was archived.
Including Lord of the G-Strings.
Including Lord of the G-Strings. Yeah, and that sucks. Although Lord of the G-Strings is on all the goddamn time,
yeah.
And so is Drawn Together. on a pleasant note, though, the new DVR is high def, so almost all the stuff that I watch is on channels that broadcast in high def on the cable here.
Hmm.
It didn't cost anything else extra either. It's pretty cool. Let's see.
We're still stuck with the high whack channels here.
Yeah, the high diggity dope.
Yep.
Let's see. ANUS says, ask Scully if he needs a soft green Echo eye drop. Yes, but to get rid of his homosexuality rather than his cough is what he needs it for.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. You just said that homosexuals are diseased. We're going to get so much hate mail. Kids,
well, what?
Jick is himself a homosexual.
Oh, come
so.
On. I'm clearly just kidding.
I can clearly see your
Hen, Hen3Re says, we need our weekly rant. Also, will you be running for president? No. And, you know, I don't just rant on command. What am I, Mr. Skullhead? Get that?
There have to be a series of buttons pushed before I rant. It doesn't hurt that they're big and neon and blinking.
And by the way, Mr. Skullhead, you're the one who immediately thought disease. Because, you know, there are a lot of things that soft green Echo eye drops get rid of that aren't diseases in the game.
Yes, I guess that does really point out my prejudice as well.
It
Thank
really
you
does.
For opening my eyes to my own shortcomings.
Well, thank ANUS18 for opening both of our eyes. ANUS18 says, big asshole in your bathroom, is it gone? which I'm assuming he means the big ass hole in my bathroom. And it's not really a hole. The ceiling is collapsing in my bathroom. And no, it still hasn't been fixed because the one guy in town who can fix bathrooms, it just still has it called. The pretentious artist, though, was here during my party, and he said, dude, don't pay somebody to fix this. Let me say I'm going to fix it and then not do it for 6 weeks. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm just waiting to see which one of them gets in touch with me first about fixing the hole. But there's not really a hole in the bathroom ceiling. It's the one of the pieces of drywall or green board or whatever it is fell down, and it's being held up by the paint.
Oh, shit.
Which has stretched out. I don't think it's actually being held up by the paint, but it looks like it, and it's funnier to describe it that way. When I was the electrical system in my kitchen has gotten all screwed up. Remember the problems we were having with the microwave, Mr. Stalin?
Yep.
Where it's just you turn the microwave on and it's like, and the light keeps dimming and getting brighter, and so do the other lights. Well, I was changing a light bulb in that really lame chandelier in the kitchen, and I screwed in the light bulb, and it came on, and then I'm like, huh, I better tighten it, so I tightened it a little more, and suddenly the circuit breaker blew, so I went out and turned it back on, and then the dimmer switch for the kitchen light just stopped working. Now it's just a switch and not a dimmer.
Huh.
Kids, don't ever buy a house.
Nope.
Seriously. Black Belt Duck says, the newts say hi, and they love your show. Thank you. Who are the newts? Late Night Ramen says, will the disturbing fanfic see implementation soon? Yes. Sooner than you believe. Than you can or will believe. Sooner than you do believe. Montoya says, how about getting a super dirty martini using super olives instead of regular ones? That I can see why you want that, and it won't be necessary given the upcoming booze revamp. It's going to be a thing that I would imagine some people are going to be upset by because it's going to sort of change the nature of some of the items that already exist, and it's something that's going to really have to be just kind of sprung on people because it has to go in all at once, but it's going to be better. It's going to be better. It's going to be more consistent. It's going to make more sense, and it's going to be more balanced because if there's one thing we're all about, it's fair and balanced.
And it's going to also make it so that the bug exploiters are going to get the most advantage from it.
Oh, absolutely, because that is the main reason we do everything.
Yep.
Flaren says, so how's about adding the ability to add a note to trade responses? Hope it gets answered this week. Or hopes it gets answered this week in the little emoji asterisks. I keep meaning to do that. In fact, I'm going to ask Zlania to put that on my official to-do list right now. Add a note on the response to trade offers as well as the outgoing trade offer. Let's see. Carlos says, you contributed X meat to the councils by a pair of Yetis fund. Why is the have not?
What is the have not? Between that and the big asshole in your bathroom, I'm just... I'm completely befuddled.
Big apple in my bathroom since the last time the goat sag guy was over here.
Right.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. All right, so far I've managed to mention Lemon Party and Goat Sag.
I walked into my bathroom the other day and there was this girl in my tub, and I was like, hey, tub girl, what the hell are you doing?
All right, 3 for 3. Okay. Asshole McSend's message says 50 million, I don't know. What that's in response to. Zanu says, have you taken a look at the PvP suggestions thread or considered making additional changes anytime soon? Yes. That's one of the currently being talked about projects. At the very least, there's going to be some more mini games and some more ways in which you can sort of change the outcome of PvP by taking certain weird actions like collecting papayas and the kind of things that the mini games do now, except more of them. Let's see. Buddha says, can we have some bourbon in the game? I would love that, like missing teeth bourbon or kiss your sister bourbon. Haha. I mean, in my mind, all of the bottles of whiskey in the game are bourbon. Because, you know, I know, fancy movie. Fancy movie. See, somebody sent a private message that had the word movie in it, and so my sentence just disrailed. And by disrailed, I mean something that's actually a word.
You mean it Benjamin Disraelied?
It sure did. You know, Billy Bob Thornton was terrified of Benjamin Disraeli's hair.
Huh.
That and antique furniture. Those are two things that, that trigger panic attacks in Billy Bob Thornton.
The more you know.
Just so you know. The more you yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's see. Supreme King Tom just kept asking over and over and over and over again. If you can view item descriptions from the closet and no. So now I'm going to search for Kiss Your Sister on this document to get down to the point where we were before I reloaded it. Bill DeCat says, can you post that mirror link without errors this time? I'm not sure which one you're talking about, so sorry. Supreme King Tom keeps asking over and over and over again. Same shit. Stop it. Kelly says, hey, Mr. Spellhead even sounds hot when his head is full of snot. Wow.
That even rhymes. I think I'm going to have to put that on my business card.
Good idea.
Even sounds hot with a head full of snot. Head full of
Let's
snot.
See.
Black as your twat. Sorry. Moving on.
Kitchwing of Anmar says, if you cast Elemental Sauce Sphere while you have goat cheese in your inventory, you get Ementhal Sauce Sphere. Elemental resistance as normal with added stench damage. What does Ementhal mean?
I was thinking it was, like, the, the gas reference, like, methane reference kind of thing.
Oh.
I'm not sure,
but
though, looking at
why
it.
What does that have to do with goat cheese, though?
Goat cheese gives you gas, and, I don't know, I thought it was a fart reference when I saw it, but I could be wrong.
Sizzler says, Chicken Scully, where do you think of your best ideas for KOL? I'll bet it's when you're chilling in your solid gold hot tub in the back of your solid gold Ferrari. I don't know. We get pretty good ideas when we're pacing around on my back porch. I get some ideas in the shower, but they're usually ideas about masturbating to my very recent memories of having sex with Mr. Skullhead's mom, so they don't make it into the game. Well, they do, but they have to be translated into something a lot less offensive.
Right.
Really,
this entire game is about Jake's abiding love for my mom.
Ooh, Chef Boyardee has posted a big mirror. Scully, you want to answer a question while I system this?
Surely. Jan Revolta says, no chat options for player services. To which I replied, no wire hangers, ever.
What?
Yep. Bun
what
bun.
What are you talking about?
Mommy Dearest, when Joan Crawford's beating the crap out of her daughter, she's going, no more wire hangers ever.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Neither did I, but I had enough people explain that joke to me that, yeah.
Oh, like sister, daughter, sister, daughter.
Right.
Smacking yourself in the face. I think I knew that joke before I had ever actually seen Chinatown.
AUS18 asks if we've started sucking yet. I know that Jake's mom has, but...
Oh, ba-ba-ba. Kitchwing of Angmar says, screw devolution spray. Familiarity breeds contempt, so the familiar should get put in a contemptuary.
I like that.
This is the Kingdom of Loathing after all. That's pretty clever, but I like the devolution spray just because we can,
reference Devo?
Put the Devo references in, yeah. Let's see. Mordeth says... How about making a lyric sheet called Depressed Mode, and in parentheses, Depeche Mode, that depresses you? There's already stuff that depresses you. And we can just pretend that most of the stuff in the Awful Poetry Journal is inspired by Depeche Mode. Buffalo says... Oops, that wasn't supposed to go through after the message that he sent me. That didn't really make any sense. So I think there was some stuff missing. Cheeky Jez says, will there ever be rice in the kingdom? Then we could make biryanis... biryanis, whatever. I don't know what those are. There will probably be rice eventually. You know, as the Clash said, it's not Coca-Cola, it's rice. Phil Says, why isn't Boozer Bear's name linked to his profile in login, log off notifications when he logs into / off of dev? At least I think it's when he's on dev. Well, I don't know. That, are they normally? Do log on and log off notices, are they linkable?
You know, I never log on to dev without using the quiet command. So
you know, that's weird. I'm looking at it, and I see Boozer Bear logged off, and it's linked to, but Boozer Bear logged on is not.
Hmm.
Huh. I'll have to look onto that, or look off of that, or look into that. Let's see. Nicotoni has sent a URL for the Lightning Bolt LARP video, which you should look at, because it's pretty funny.
But not during the show.
And indeed. Zagnut says something that I think has been addressed already. Are there plans to make the radio server larger? Yeah, we're working on it. Getting it to where our capacity is a little bigger, at least during this show. Xanu says, are you going to add non-alcoholic beer to the game? No, because that's non-alcoholic beer is an abomination.
The great taste
and
of beer.
And I'm also not going to add
pesky alcohol.
Vanilla Coke. Yeah. Vanilla Coke is also an abomination.
True that.
Buffalo says, my question, when Ascension is ready, will there be a source of information on the forums or website explaining everything, i.e. you will lose your clan, only Mr. Store items? Yeah, there will be, before, as you're going through the process, it's going to tell you every single thing that it's going to do. We've been working on the way that that's actually going to happen, and seriously, no surprises. You're going to know what's happening. Cheeky Jazz suggests, wow, this must have been a long time ago, so try XE.com for currency conversion.
I think people
and,
on Mirror
is leaving. Bye, Zlania.
Are substantially lagged.
Wow, that's really weird. Rhiannon says, at one point in time, I saw Mr. Accessory sell for around 120 million average, right? But that was post Black Sunday, obviously.
Yeah.
Slashor says, wouldn't it be funny if you used a random number generator to mess with people's levels and meat? I mean, in a way, this entire game is me using a random number generator to mess with people's levels and meat. But in, you know, fairly predictable ways.
Right.
Sky Cruise says, will non-ascending players be able to interact with ascended players? Yes.
Of course.
Just not send items.
Yeah.
Hen 3 says, if we ascend multiple times, will we get to keep skills from each prior ascension? Yes. Haven't quite decided precisely how that's going to work, but yes, you will keep getting more powerful and more diversified each time you ascend.
Obfuscake says, say, if you guys are adding a new booze, will it be added to the drink tickets? I think the plan at this point is to have all of the bottles of booze in the pool for being drink ticketed.
Yeah, it absolutely is, because that is a way of keeping the rarity the same on them without having to dick with drop rates and stuff. Because, you know, I think for the most part, most people farming booze are doing so via the drink tickets. And so, you know, I'm comfortable setting the, you know, because basically we want all the bottles of booze to be the same quality, which I'm not sure that that's exactly the case now, because they drop at different levels and with different rarities, and I'm not sure how I set it up. I just don't remember. And I'm too lazy to check right now. But yeah, basically we want all of the bottles of booze to be of identical quality levels, and the best way to make sure that they're all equally rare is to make it possible to get all of them with exactly the same probability, and the best way to do that is with the already extant drink tickets method. And Buffalo says, another quick question, do you have to choose another character class, or can I continue to be the same? You can continue to be the same. You know, I think just the nature of the benefits will sort of encourage switching to another class. But and now we can hear Scully, we can hear you both. Starface80 says, what about a KOL get-together in Canada? Would you two go?
Kind of always wanted to go to Canada.
Yeah, I've always kind of wanted to go to Canada, too.
It would really depend on what time of the year.
I would want to go in the winter.
I was just thinking, as it relates to all of the other stuff that's going on, like conventions and meetups and random non-KOL related stuff.
I've got a bunch of messages saying that Emmental is, or Emmentaler is apparently a type of cheese.
Oh, okay.
So, Kinky Sex Mace asks, on Ascension, will we still be able to add to our display case and just not take stuff out? Yeah, I don't see why not. Bleeding Pineapple says, is there any chance the pineapples could appear in the game? Either that or some sort of Band-Aid accessory. The reasons are quite obvious for why I want them, considering my name. I'll bet that we see pineapples. I'm really not sure where they would drop. So I don't want them to be like a shore item. Kelly says, can I make a bump for the Jake and Scully show? Sure, if you want to. And send it to us. And if it's cool, we'll use it. Well, I shouldn't say that. Because then if we don't use it, you're going to think that means it's not cool. If it's cool and we roll six or less on a 12-sided die, because that's different than just flipping a coin, then we'll use it. You know, it's kind of like the firing squad. Like, one guy has a blank in his gun, so nobody's ever entirely sure that they actually shot the dude.
Right.
Scarface 80 says, Newt Prawn, ask BD for more on that from us in Villa. Something about Newt Prawn from last week, right? I don't remember. ANUS18 says, glad I can open your eyes to see my big brown hole of intelligence.
All right, I think that's enough from
brown hole of intelligence.
ANUS18.
That's enough from ANUS18. Yeah. We have a half hour left, so plenty more sucking. I think I'm at the bottom of the messages list.
Pretty close.
Huh, we might have to start just making animal noises.
Kangaroo noise.
Lightning bolt.
Flowered Angel asked, is it possible to have the Elf Farm raffle tickets multi-use? Do people get a lot of those?
I wouldn't think so.
Huh.
I mean, what do they even do? They're part of the palindrome thing, but I don't know if people farm them to get, like, elfin shortbread. I don't think that's that great of a thing, is it?
I don't think so.
Huh.
And you certainly don't need a bunch of what you get for winning the raffle. I think you only need one.
Yeah, totally. Ricker Scott says, when you revamp the booze system, will you fix it so the Moxie and Muscle classes won't get screwed at the shore? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to fix it so that it's entirely balanced. Like, stat gains for stuff is going to be based, you know, it's going to be balanced out, and it's going to, there are going to be just as many good / hard to get drinks for people who only want to drink stuff that gives Moxie bonuses as there are for people who only want to drink stuff that gives muscle bonuses, mysticality bonuses. Same deal. And things like that are exactly why it needs to be revamped. The Toad says, will the procrastination potion ever do anything? Yeah, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeky Jess says, do you read the Make a KOL thread? Not very often, actually, I have to admit.
It's a little daunting.
Zagnuts, what?
It's a little daunting at 15
pages.
Yeah,
it's super dense. Yeah. I actually, and this is a bad thing, like, whenever I see a forum thread that has more than two or three pages, I tend to just kind of skip over it when I'm perusing the forums.
Right.
I did read the entire four-page Huggle thread yesterday.
Awesome.
By the way, I totally huggle you, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, you too.
Zagnut says, does Jick or Scully even know what a Zagnut bar is?
I've seen
them. I don't think I've ever actually had one. So, I don't know what it is. ANUS18 says, ring, oh my god, it's a telemarketer. Actually, we haven't had any calls from telemarketers. Oh, you know what? I finally figured out how to turn the ringer off. So we probably did. And just haven't seen it. Sticky Nuts says, did you change the clover art? No.
Nothing has changed.
Scarface80 says, we want more Ascension. We want more on Ascension. We want more on Ascension in the official thread. I know. We need to do that.
Yeah.
Darkness Turtle says, Chick, I want to be just like you, only funny. Wow. Beth. Darkness Turtle, I want to be just like you, only with a normal sized penis.
Instead of a giant one?
Instead of a giant one, yeah, of course.
Scarface,
I just proved it right by not being particularly funny.
Yeah, don't worry, man, you're funny.
Madame Defarge says, you two are crazy. Where else can you have so much fun with your clothes on? Well, lots of places.
Strip club.
There's that... What?
And if you're a customer at the strip club, you have a lot of fun with your clothes on.
Well, that's true. Cornox says, I like the new campground and the terrarium. Thank you. Although the terrarium didn't change, really, did it? Back says, we cannot do an exact search on store names. Please fix / implement. Do people really search for stores that much? Oh, sorry. Fearsome Phantom corrects me. It ain't Coca-Cola. It's rice. Nana says, it puts the fucking lotion in the basket. Yes, it does.
Have you heard that song?
Clarence says, yeah, I think somebody did an entire, like, album. It was just a musical version of it.
Huh.
Including, you know, it puts the fucking lotion in the basket and the heart-wrenching, if I could smell your cunt. Flaren says, hey, screw you, vanilla coke is to win. No, it's not. It's friggin' awful.
It's not as foul as Diet Coke with lemon, but it is foul.
Giggs says, don't forget to mention xenophobia in this radio show. I already did.
Yep.
Aubrey Ann says, as someone who hates jackasses, would it be possible to delete a person's account after so many bans from the chat and ban them from the game? Please, I bow to you if you do this. I think we actually... we're planning on doing that, weren't we?
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to have it happen, like, automatically right when they do it, because I feel a little weird giving other people the ability to sort of institute or initiate the disabling of an account. So, I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on what they do. Like, we've disabled accounts for people just being total dicks and getting banned a lot.
Right.
Like, getting banned on purpose, if I see you doing that, I'm just going to disable your account, because... don't fucking do that. You know?
Yeah.
Beta Noir says, hi, Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Just wanted to wish you both safe travels to the SF San Francisco KOL Con Carne. I'm sure you're going to have a fabulous time. Be sure to torment Biohazard Man for me. I was actually excited to find out that Biohazard Man is going to be there. He's been awesome as a mod and as a guy to hang out with. And I'm excited to meet him. Jumbo Brian says, how should people send you radio mirrors before your show? Are you checking messages before the show? Yeah, actually, I typically look at the radio bugbear messages before the show, and if somebody sets up a mirror early and sends it to me, I'll announce it ahead of time. I believe just nobody did that this time.
Right.
Raining Cows 42 says, have you ever thought about making a creature or familiar related somehow to the Muffin Man? Because I'd love to train a Muffin Man. I don't know about the Muffin Man. Maybe somebody else who lives on Drury Lane, but I don't really know the Muffin Man well enough to do that.
Yeah. And I know that this girl who's married to the Muffin Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, your response is, the Muffin Man? And my response is, the Muffin Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speaking of man, Snicka Man says, have you thought of making a hurricane with, like, all four bottles of booze?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, we thought
about
it. How
would that work, though?
It's one of those things that kind of goes in and out of our discourse.
Yeah, I mean, the trouble with that is, you know, the system is set up for you to combine two things, and the intermediate steps of that would just be weird. I mean, it would be like a vodka and rum.
Right.
Or something, you know, and that's goofy. Tudlow says, when are you changing the booze system? Will you be adding tequila, Boilermakers? Soon... I won't say no. I mean, soon I won't say I won't say.
Huh.
Raynor says, will there be more options for clan administration after Ascension? No, those things are totally independent of one another. Scarface80 says, he remembers clearly, before Black Sunday, Mr. A's were 2 million meat. Okay, so we got ways to go. Isaac Chick says, can you play the Doors? No.
No.
We don't play music on this 120 minutes of, what was it, abortion malpractice with Jake and Mr. Skullhead?
That was what Zeno suggested. Xenophobe, my good friend who really enjoys receiving private messages.
Oh, boy. You got to do that again, don't you?
Yep.
Cornox says, would you consider making a second vacation spot? I'll do one better than that. We have already considered making a second vacation spot. Yeah. Brahe is trying to do some Jedi mind control on me and suggesting that I implement the Platinum Mr. Accessory, which is something you get for trading in 5 Golden Mr. Accessories, which he apparently has enough to do that. That's kind of nutty. I just... Boy, I don't know. I feel like kind of a whore doing stuff like that. Yogmate says, which smiley do you prefer, colon, close parentheses, or open parentheses, colon? I like colon, close parentheses. I do it colon, close parentheses. Boozer does his upside down. Buffalo says, is there any way you could create some birthday items, since it would be nice to give a birthday cake and or card to players on their birthdays? That might be something, you know, to think about as far as selling in an NPC store, you know, just some things that you can send to people that are, like, just kind of, whatever, gift-related things.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting.
Leadra says, Jick, you sound like Ray Romano, except that you're funny. You know,
no, you
one time
don't.
I was at the grocery store. Well, it's weird. Jeez. One time I was at the grocery store, and I was buying a bag of oranges, and that's all I had was a bag of oranges. And this guy in front of me was... he had an entire cart full of bananas. And so this guy literally bought probably 1,000 bananas. Probably not 1,000. 1,000 bananas is probably more bananas than I'm imagining looking at it. But I get up in front, and I get up to the line finally, and the woman's like, what the hell is going on with that guy? And I said something about how, oh, by the way, the dump truck full of the rest of the oranges that I'm buying is on its way up. And she said, hey, that's funny. You sound like that guy on TV, you know, Ray Romano. So, kids, that's the story of the other time somebody thought I sounded like Ray Romano.
Your voice doesn't really make me want to kill myself, so I would say that you don't sound like Ray Romano.
Dude, what if Ray Romano and Fran Drescher had a kid?
It would just be a giant nose.
What? Hey, that isn't very nice. What if James Earl Jones and Fran Drescher had a kid?
I don't know.
What if
God were one of
what
us?
What if Brahe and Yogmate had a kid?
What if your mom and I had a kid, which won't happen because I use condoms?
Oh, wow. That wasn't... huh. I don't know. If my mom and you had a kid, that kid would probably combine both of our superpowers into one.
Huh.
Because I think I got mine all from my mom's side. All right, so apparently it's 17 till is when it starts to really suck.
Oh, yeah.
Guy says, are there going to be any item syncs? Actually, sort of. There's something in the works. Yeah. Bill DeCat says, can I get in a conversation with you two about the cookbook? It probably means, I don't know what he's talking about.
Remember a while ago, they were talking about doing a Kingdom of Loathing cookbook, like recipes in real life, kind of based on the food in the game.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'll have to get to emailing about
that. Yeah. Oogie says, will you come to my house for my birthday? It will be fun, I promise. I suppose that depends on where you live.
Will there be cake?
I
don't care where he lives, says, is there going to be cake?
I think Oogie's a girl.
Huh?
Zagnut says, why do both of you make fun of the state Maine? I don't remember ever making fun of the state Maine.
No. I mean, there was that time that Maine crushed my evil heart, but I got over it.
It was at the top of the chart, though.
Yeah.
Xenophobe says, I will change you to a pipe in a crawl space if you don't get on the bag. Now get on that bag. I have no idea what that means.
He keeps doing that. It's some reference to some Will Ferrell skit on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I see.
If I could possibly have any more respect for Xenophobe, knowing that he's a big Will Ferrell fan would probably put him right over the top.
Come on, dickhead. Didn't you see Old School?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell's really good in Old School.
Yeah, it was the exception that proves the rule that Will Ferrell sucks ass.
Come on, there was some stuff on Saturday Night Live that had Will Ferrell in it that was good.
When he was the president, sure, but otherwise I have very little use for him.
Yeah, okay. The like weird guy at the bed and breakfast that talked about his and his wife's sex life all the time.
I don't think
that was a good character.
I don't think it's funny that when people talk about their sex lives all the time. I think it is funny when people get uncomfortable about that, though.
Oh, I'm sure you do. And see, that's why I like that character a lot. And you're like, what? What the hell? I didn't think it was funny when he was making fun of hippies. Ooga Booga says, Jick, what about putting some new items in the guild stores? The current ones get a little boring. You know, certainly if anything comes up that would be appropriate to go in there. Let's see. Late Night Ramen says, instead of a muffin man, I'd buy a bread golem familiar if you were to make one. That is all. Yeah, we haven't really... I guess the Sabertooth Lime exists as both a monster and a familiar.
True. And the Baby Yeti.
Oh, yeah. I think that's about it, though, right?
Yeah.
And the goat.
Oh, yeah. Although you don't get the goat in a way that makes sense.
Oh, you get my goat in a way that makes sense. Xenophobe says, automatically disabling accounts for bans is a bad idea. I agree. Seldon says, can we get a cocktail crafting item, the bar rag, kind of like TPS or LPU, but evil? Oh, like wringing out the bar rag into a drink?
Nice.
Let's see. Flowered Angel says, did you play with the drop rates on items? Things don't seem to be dropping as frequently as they used to. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
ANUS18 says, because I don't want to find out by action, is there a message that says your account is deleted? No. There's no notification if your account gets like auto-deleted from inactivity. I don't want to just spam people's email.
Okay. Beth Noir asks, what are you wearing to KOL Con Carne? Are you dressing up? I will be dressing up. I have some elite trousers and a badass belt in the works. And probably like a lick mask, which will be a skull mask, and a t-shirt.
Oh, you know, I totally forgot. I totally forgot to ask the pretentious artist about that last night.
No, I'll make one.
Sorry. Okay.
I was going to.
I'm still deciding. I don't know. I guess I really better get on the ball. It's gonna be like Halloween. I'll just pull something out of my ass at the last minute. So apparently, what I'm gonna be wearing is
toilet paper.
Or, yeah. I'm trying to think of a way that I can work your mom into that just doesn't make me seem like a weirdo. But I really can't. Phil! Random question. When you made MP be calculated based on modified mist rather than base mist a few months ago, why exactly did you not change hit points as well? Because hit points are more important, and I didn't want to change that. That's a good answer, huh? The Fearsome Phantom says, do you slash ME or slash EM or neither? You know, I think I pretty much bounce back and forth between the two pretty equally. I'm not sure why.
I'm a slash
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly says, ah, I can't believe you can't pronounce Bra-Yi's name. He's a DJ and a mod. It's Bra-Yi. No, it's not. It's Bra-Yi.
It's Braggy. In the same way that Yertra is actually Yetre.
What? Does Yertra...
Oh, Yertra was complaining about people spelling his name wrong, so I made a new official spelling of his name, which is why you...
But not an official pronunciation.
Right. That was a good story, too.
That was a good story.
I guess it was my turn. 10 more minutes of suck.
Digger546 says, any plans to bring back the Pickle Factory after Ascension? Mr. Skullhead?
No one may know the hour of its coming and going.
Thank you. Yep. Oogie says, I live in the suckiest place ever, a.k.a. Tennessee. And yeah, cake, the band. And the food. And yeah, I'm a girl, a highly underage one. Smiley. Okay.
Yeah, she's 15.
But that isn't underage in Tennessee.
Only if you're related.
Raynor says, will there ever be uses for flaming crutches / valuable trinkets and other items like this, aside from autocell? There was never meant to be any use for valuable trinkets other than autocell, because the whole point was that was something you could get from that forum adventure from the forum. God damn it. Looking at words and talking at the same time is something I just can't do. That was something that it was basically a way of giving you meat for going to the shore sometimes by having something that auto-sells for more than short trip costs. Flaming crutches, I don't know. Now I'm sort of not implementing it because it's funny that it still doesn't do anything.
Right.
It should, though. Let's see. DSTE, no. What? DST3313? Deep Steel, maybe? Says, I can just see it now. You'll get sued when some moron tries to actually eat rat appendix chow mein.
Mm.
Sky Cruise says, radio tube socks. Ah, so Sky Cruise has got it. Radio antennas tea. Radio band-aid. Radio equalizing potion.
Yeah.
Let's see. Merlin224, I didn't read the previous question, but it says, never mind my previous question. I just opened my eyes and read the report bug link. Slap self. How much time do we have left?
9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
I speculum.
Asinine minutes.
How many minutes, Mr. German guy? 9 minutes.
Nine.
Minuten.
Right. Let's see.
Huh.
Brahe says, dude, you're jick. You can pronounce my name fucktard for all I care. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Fucktard says, dude, you're jick. You can pronounce my name Brahe for all I care. All right, Brahe is okay. Big Kevin M84, Big Kevin Mate 4, Mate A, we need some new class skills. You have all of them by, like, what, level 11 or so? That's ridiculous. There should probably be a new skill once every 10 levels. There will never be skills that you get past level 15, because level 15 is the last level.
It's kind of the unofficial cap. Not
yeah,
that
there isn't a cap, there's not going to be a cap, but after Ascension there's going to be a cap on gains, and a capital gains.
Right.
At level 15. So, like, the amount of stats you get from the shore for whatever at level 15 is the most you'll ever be able to get. Slashor says, when are you going to implement apple turnovers? Probably not ever.
No.
ANUS18 says, I don't understand how you don't like talking about sex lives when you are both sexually active with each other's moms. Well, that doesn't count as part of our sex lives.
No, really. It's
Zagnut says, what is which has not happened? I wonder if that was in response to something else.
Brightly colored bicycles, Zagnut.
Do what?
Brightly colored bicycles is all I have to
Why
say about
both
that.
Both of you make fun of the state, Maine, what is which has not happened? It still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm very confused and frightened by that.
Yeah. Nightmare is asking in the chat, did Scully just ask Jick to lick his ass? To which Xenophobe replied, twice.
Did I say anything that sounded like Jick, please lick my ass, except for just now?
I don't know. Armageddon XX says, what about Celebrity Jeopardy with Ferrell as Alex Trebek? That was gold in that show. That is, you gotta admit that.
Yes, but that had nothing to do with Will Ferrell. It was because he repressed his Will Ferrellity.
Well, his...
No, most of the characters he plays, you can tell he's Will Ferrell, and he's just way overacting to be like, I'm Will Ferrell,
well,
being a goofy guy,
okay,
instead of being
a
character.
Okay, but you like Jim Carrey.
I like him better when he disappears into a role, though.
Well, which,
but,
okay.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, or Jim Carrey Bill also doesn't have dead eyes. Whoa, what? You're going all Mr. Roboto again. Yeah.
Will Ferrell, when he's playing Alex Trebek, is proving, like Jim Carrey, that he can disappear into a role and play it.
Although
so therefore, it's possible to like him without liking the sort of default jackass that he is.
Well, really,
just
when,
like Jim Carrey. Because
when
Jim
Will
Carrey
Ferrell
is a jackass.
When Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek, he still has the dead eyes that just... really creep me out. Like, it's not that I don't think Will Ferrell's funny. He creeps me out. Like, his eyes are disturbing. There's something very seriously wrong with him. Will Ferrell.
I don't know, man.
He single-handedly brought down the quality of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Why? Who was he in that?
The FBI agent, and he was in full, like, I'm flailing around madly, aren't I goofy mode.
Yeah, you don't like Tommy Boy though, so you're not allowed to have an opinion about anything ever. He wouldn't even watch it. I tried to get him to watch Tommy Boy because Tommy Boy is a good movie,
uh-huh.
And he just, man, You've never been so much of an asshole in real life as you were when I was trying to get you to watch that movie.
We made a deal, man. You said if I watched a half hour of it and didn't think it was funny, I could stop.
Well, I forgot that it takes a while to get going. Cheeky Jez says, can we have more Hitchhiker's Guide references, please? Are there any Hitchhiker's Guide references?
I think there is the... well, there's the Puff of Logic on the...
Okay.
On the lead Hacksaw. But I think that's about it. But anyway.
Xenophobe says, here is a story. Toropon Sensei went to the store to buy butter and cheese. He caught on fire. The end. I wonder if that's some sort of koan that we're supposed to contemplate.
Come a chameleon. You come and go.
Let's see.
How does Jezzerfly feel about Scully and Jick's mom? Usually left out unless she's running the video camera.
Ba-dum-bum. Turutel says, do you prefer capitalism or communism? I prefer neither. I'm firmly convinced that feudalism is the best way to go.
Yeah, I want a fief. A fiefdom.
Wait, you want a fiefdom?
Yeah.
Isn't a fief like a duke or an earl?
Yeah, sure.
Or is it? Can you really say that?
I thought that the fief was the plot of land that you're leasing from the lord. I've been out of high school too long.
That you're leasing from the Lord.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, you're right. It is. Okay, sorry.
We need one fantastic question and just really witty answer to go out.
We
on.
Do. Yeah.
I'll about that time.
Jake? Doom is just another entry. What?
Oh, you blanked out for a second.
I did not.
I'm afraid so.
I don't know why that always happens towards the end of the show.
I think it's because those are points at which you can reinsert yourself, your future self, and change things.
Maybe so.
Yeah. But it'll really hurt your brain, and then it'll stop hurting your brain all of a sudden.
Junk says, could you notify someone when they are belated, please? No, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. I think that's just going to be, like, hurting people's feelings for no reason in a lot of cases, and yeah. I don't really want to do it.
I think it's enough that when you message somebody and they have you on their ignore list, it tells you.
Yeah.
Rather than...
AlienMan8426 says, how did I get so cool? Well, the first thing you did is that you went an entire day with a big stalk of broccoli around your neck on a string. And then the second day, you didn't eat anything all day.
Mm.
And then the third day, you sat in your room with the lights off, doing nothing but drinking weak tea. Did you ever read that book, Mr. Skullhead?
No. I thought you were just making that up. I thought that was
it was from like a Judy Blume book, I think. I think it was Judy Blume. If it wasn't Judy Blume, it was something like Judy Blume, like How to Be a Perfect Person in 3 Days.
All right, then.
Now I gotta check.
I think on that note, we're going to have to say goodnight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
No!
I mean, I speculum is waiting in the wings.
No!
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
No!
He's just like, please, I'm here in the wings, and I'm waiting.
Well, then, play us out. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I've traveled this world.